Welcome to the February 2012 edition of Absolutely Yours, a podcast of the Absolute. I am Alan White, your host, and this month's broadcast includes Love Talk, the hot topic of the week, or of the month, I should say. Our main topic is superfoods, and of course, we always end with an excerpt from Sounds of the Trumpet. Stay tuned. The hot topic for February is love. Here in the United States, we are just a stone's throw away from Valentine's Day. It's that day couples celebrate their love for one another. If you've ever forgotten the flowers or the box of chocolates, you know Valentine's Day can stir up a whole lot of emotions, both good and bad. After all, love is considered by most folk to be an emotion. But is it? Is it? Is love an emotion? Our Holy Bible accurately states that God is love. Turn it around and you can say, love is God. Oh, turn love any way you wish and all of its godness, and you won't be able to find one single drop of emotion. Love is the experience of the fact that there's only one action and only one acting. Just one. Think about it. War, prejudice, crime, hatred, unforgiveness, and even disease. All the unlovelies, they require something that just can't be, people, two-ness and duality. When you recognize that there's only one being and only one acting, and identify yourself and everyone else as that one, ever-present harmony reveals itself. You even sense the oneness and not the one-withness of all existence. This is love, not an emotion, simply God, being all. This month, I'm talking about superfoods. You've heard about them. Superfoods are foods that are supposed to have super health benefits. Usually they are super high in antioxidants and other phytonutrients. Now hold on to your chairs, because I know you remember the time when coffee was the ugly stepsister of beverages. But now it's a super beverage. Supposedly, coffee is the first defense against Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. Even a defense against liver and colon cancer. And by the way, coffee is super, super, super high in antioxidants. One time, the superfoods list was topped with things like beans and salmon, sweet potatoes and broccoli, which I really love. Of course, the list has changed, and the top foods now are goji berries, noni, phytoplankton, and spirulina. Wait a minute. Wait, I gotta swallow, because just thinking about phytoplankton and spirulina has my mouth watering. And by the time you're through listening to this podcast, I guarantee you the list will have changed. And that, my friend, should arouse suspicion, because there is no truth in change, and there is no change in truth. I am the Lord thy God, and I change not. And here's my beef with healthy eating. Supposedly, if you eat healthy, you can prevent disease. Disease, which is a pure falsity, is the motivation behind healthy eating. In other words, an illusion is the motivation behind an action. Now, I love a good cup of coffee. Matter of fact, every morning I pull out my kettle, my Chemex, my bean grinder to make a nice pot of manually poured coffee. And if it could fight Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, great. But see, it can't. Throughout the kingdom of God's allness, and that's where you are right now, you cannot find Alzheimer's or Parkinson's disease. You cannot find any disease. Everywhere you look, you would only find God, perfection, love, joy, and light. And here's my other rub with superfoods and healthy eating. The implication is that health can be lost and health can be gained by human performance. And that is the mother of all lies. It's not true. Health is God, and God is health. What does this mean? Health is infinity. Health is omnipresence. Health is substance, and health is identity, your identity. Where God is, health is. And what God is, health is. Where could you go that you could flee from the presence and power of health? If you made your bed in a den of deceptive lies about sickness and disease, health is there. And if you ascend to the uttermost heights of spiritual realization, health is there. There is no spot where health is not. This includes every fiber of your being and body. Superfoods, power foods. I'm trying to figure out, when did any specific food get specific power? Last I checked, God alone is power. There is no power but God. And just think, if these foods actually had the health-giving powers attributed to them, God is a sorry God. Because what happens to the health of the people who don't have access to these superfoods? Better yet, what happens to you when you're traveling and you can't get access to them? Health built on such a fragile foundation is scary, people. It's scary. Okay, so you're thinking, well, does this mean I can just pig out on anything and still be healthy? Well, you probably could, but you won't want to. As your realization of God's allness gets clearer and clearer, your diet will change, but it won't be for health reasons. You simply won't have the desire to pig out on anything, carrot sticks included. There will be other changes, but they will be automatic. One day you will look back and you say, you know, I've lost my taste for this and I've lost my taste for that. I didn't try to stop eating these things, just I had no desire to eat them. So what do you do with this? Rather than concerning yourself with phytonutrient-dense foods, focus more attention on what ideas you are ingesting. And why don't you chew on these ideas for a week or so? Health is God, and what God is, health is. God is the only health there is, and beside God, there is no health. My body is the temple of the living God, the very temple of health and wholeness. My body is constituted of the health that is the presence of God. Wherever I am, health is. I move, live, and have my being in health as health. Contemplating these ideas on a regular basis will do more for you than a plate full of phytoplankton and a side of goji berries. Try it and see for yourself. I'm reading from page 184 of Sounds of the Trumpet. Beloved, there are many things that we must spiritually understand and spiritually perceive. You may have read the statement, God is life, love, intelligence, substance, omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence. Well, how true this is. But to many, these are meaningless words. Few people really understand these words, and most have a human or personal conception of them. God is life, but not the ever-changing kind of life that appears to the human senses. And God is love, but not the fluctuating, conditional love of fictitious human identities. To truly feel and experience life, love, intelligence, substance, and power, they must be spiritually understood and spiritually defined. The dictionary can't help you here. The most learned etymologists cannot define these words for you. Only revelation exposes their genuine meaning. So ask yourself, that self with a capital S, these following questions. What is life? What is love? What is intelligence? What is power? What is joy? Asking such questions of your God consciousness opens you to experience revelation, the answer to your question.